And then comes the perfection of wisdom, which is also our true nature. The openness when we see things as they are, with a wise heart, like a lamp illuminating the darkness, or the clarity when you clean the windows and finally look out through them. The perfection of wisdom is not to see it as we wish it would be. That's more like Marion Woodman's addiction to perfection, you know, the perfection of our ideas of how we should be and how others should be. It's rather the wisdom of openness to see things as they are. So the sutra on the complete and perfect enlightenment or wisdom in 80,000 verses that I've spoken about here, which is summed up in 8,000 verses and 800 verses, and finally in one syllable. The syllable that's the sound of perfect wisdom, the first and the last sound, is the syllable ah. And it's the sound of wisdom because ah is the sound of letting go, of opening. It's so simple. Wisdom isn't knowing a lot. It's the wisdom of our presence, our seeing, our respect in this moment. Like the old monk in the monastery where I lived years ago, when we saw at night in the dark sky a satellite go overhead. And he said, "What's that?" And I explained what rockets and satellites were. But then I realized he didn't know that the earth was round. And he was a wonderful, wise old monk. So many people came to him and he helped them and was loving and taught them. He didn't know about the shape of the earth. But his wisdom was so simple. He knew what it was like to live a wise life with one another on this earth. He was tremendously kind. From the Tao, you see if I can find this. When people see some things as beautiful, other things become ugly. When people see some things as good, others become bad. Being and non-being create each other. Difficult and easy support one another. Short and long, high and low, depend on one another. Therefore, the wise person acts without fighting anything and teaches without saying a word. I'm in trouble, as you can see here. Things arise and she lets them go. When things disappear, she lets them go. Things arise, she lets them come. Things disappear, she lets them go. She has but doesn't possess. She acts without expecting. And so when everything is done, she remains in peace. The quality of wisdom that knows that we cannot possess things in this world. We can love them. We can see them for what they are and nourish them and bring a respect to them. I remember when my teacher Ajahn Chah was asked by an older woman, a very old woman came and said, "I'm near death. I don't have much time." "Oh, this is a new one who's come in. Thank you. I'm near death. The other end of the cycle. Give me a few words of wisdom." And he said, "Listen, my friend, there's no one here, just this world unfolding, no owner of it to be old or young, just the elements, sights, sounds, tastes, and smells that play themselves out, no separate individual to be born or die. Those who fear death are speaking the language of children. In the language of the heart, of the Dharma, there is no such thing. When we carry a burden, it's heavy. When there's no one to carry it, there's not a problem in the world. Don't look for good or bad or anything at all. Don't be anything. Nothing more. Just this moment. That's all." The wisdom that is the mirror that sees life and relates to it from a place of steadiness and knowing. such a pleasure to speak with a wise person, to have that wisdom come from ourselves. But this wisdom is married with other qualities.